A year ago, a gunman opened fire in the Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh. Robert Bowers killed 11 people in the synagogue before being arrested and charged with first-degree murder and hate crimes, and federal prosecutors are seeking a death sentence. But here's the thing. Many of the survivors of that shooting don't want Bowers put to death. Why are they opposed to the death penalty? And could their objections make a difference? I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. Reporter Anlie Herring has been covering the shooting and the aftermath for WESA in Pittsburgh.
This is an ABC News special report.
There has been a shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Just moments ago, police reporting there are multiple casualties with three officers shot. The suspect is in custody. This all happening at the Tree of Life Synagogue in the area.
It took place on October 27th, which was a Saturday. And there were three congregations that worshipped at the Tree of Life Synagogue, and they were all gathering for their Saturday services, and Robert Bowers is believed to have entered the space and just opened fire on the congregants there and killed 11 of them. In the immediate aftermath of that attack, police were on site. They took Mr. Bowers into custody, and he was charged on 44 counts. Later, the federal government filed a superseding indictment in January and added 19 counts on top of that. And they involved things like hate crimes, obstructing the free exercise of religion, resulting in death, and firearms-related offenses. He had an assault rifle and three handguns on him. So it caused a lot of damage in the building, and it's still not occupied to this day.
How did the community react to the shooting?
There was a collective sense of mourning, really, just in the immediate aftermath. There was a vigil the night of the attack in the neighborhood where it happened, Squirrel Hill here in Pittsburgh. And then the next night, there was this enormous community gathering that drew thousands.
Blessed is the judge of truth, or in Hebrew, Baruch Dayan HaEmet. And when 11 people are slaughtered, we say it 11 times. Baruch Dayan HaEmet, Baruch Dayan HaEmet.
It was a real sense of unity and obviously a very deep sense of sadness.
Baruch Dayan HaEmet, Baruch Dayan HaEmet, Baruch Dayan HaEmet, Baruch Dayan HaEmet, Baruch Dayan HaEmet.
Why exactly did the government seek the death penalty in this case? Is it because it was a hate crime?
There are a number of reasons, and they do outline it in what's called their notice of intent to seek the death penalty.
The filing backs up what U.S. Attorney Scott Brady had indicated when he charged Bowers with obstruction of an exercise of religious belief resulting in death. A hate crime which could merit execution under the federal system.
The fact that it was targeting a discrete religious minority group is certainly a factor that's an aggravating factor from the government's perspective, and that would be considered part of the hate crime.
And how is the community reacting to the fact that the federal government is seeking the death penalty?
Perhaps surprisingly, members of the Jewish community wrote letters to the U.S. Attorney General William Barr asking him not to seek the death penalty. One of the letters came from Rabbi Jonathan Perlman with New Light Congregation, which was one of the three at Tree of Life. And he said that he doesn't want his congregants or the community to have to go through the trauma of a trial that will be very protracted given that it is a capital case. He also said that the Jewish faith and Jewish teachings instruct against the death penalty, that it's a bloodthirsty practice. That's what is said in the Jewish Talmud. So he said that because this is something that the victims believe strongly in some cases, that should have been a consideration for the government. I also spoke with a couple congregants who worshipped at Tree of Life. One of them was Judy Yanowitz with Congregation Dor Hadash, and she said that she's morally opposed to the death penalty.
I think it comes from a basic value in a human life and the possibility that you can ask for forgiveness.
Though I did ask her whether she could ever forgive the alleged shooter in this case, and she really said she wasn't sure. It's something that she grapples with. And then another congregant I spoke with, Stephen Cohen from New Light Congregation, said he actually doesn't have a problem with the death penalty. He just really does not want to go through this long process with the guilt phase and the sentencing phase at trial.
Because that's the way our system works. That's my objection. It is not to the death penalty. It is the fact that we no longer do swift and certain justice.
And then there was also a letter from another member of Dor Hadash. Her name is Miri Rabinowitz. And she also asked the attorney general not to seek death in this case. And she said that her husband, Dr. Jerry Rabinowitz, who died in the attack, was a very vocal opponent of the death penalty. So she and other members of her congregation say that not seeking that punishment would be the best way to honor Dr. Rabinowitz's memory.
So given the fact that there's been this reaction to the government seeking the death penalty here, will it happen? What do we know at this point about whether or not Robert Bowers will actually get the death penalty?
Well, it's too early to say yet, but it does look very likely that we will be proceeding to trial on this. It came out recently, just in a recent court filing, that the government rejected an offer from the defense to accept a guilty plea in exchange for a life sentence without the possibility of release. So it doesn't look like the government will be swayed from its position and its intent to prosecute this as a capital case. It's likely to take months before we even get to a trial. The attorneys on both sides are arguing over the schedule at this point. So we'll be waiting for a while before anything really happens.
When we come back,
things might not fall out in the way that victims might want it to.
This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. I'm talking with WESA reporter Ann Lee Herring about the federal government's decision to seek the death penalty against the gunman who allegedly opened fire in the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh a year ago. So, Ann Lee, what's the state of the death penalty in Pennsylvania?
Executions are not done in Pennsylvania today, and that's because Governor Wolf imposed a moratorium in 2015. Beyond that, though, no one has been executed in Pennsylvania for 20 years, and very few people since the 1970s have been executed. I believe it's three.
What exactly is a moratorium on the death penalty?
So in Pennsylvania's case, it means that Governor Wolf will continuously grant reprieves to individual death row inmates when they do come up for execution. So he doesn't excuse what they've been convicted of, but he does grant that relief that they will not be put to death, at least while he's still in office and still believes that there should be a moratorium.
And what's the rationale for that? Like, why? I mean, is he just categorically opposed to the death penalty, or like what exactly is going on?
Well, when he announced his decision in 2015, he said that the capital punishment system in Pennsylvania is flawed. So he wanted to wait for the results of this big study that a task force started in 2011 and didn't end until 2018. They were going to look into what some of those flaws might be, if there are any. So this commission released its results in the summer of 2018, and they said they did find real problems. For instance, since 1972, while three people have been put to death, six of them have been exonerated. So they said that you can't rely on our death penalty system here to get it right.
So how does Pennsylvania's moratorium on the death penalty affect the federal government's decision to pursue the death penalty in this case?
It really doesn't in any legal way. The federal government is well within the law to prosecute people for the death penalty. It's legal within the federal system. Although Pennsylvania has this moratorium, that really doesn't affect the federal government's approach at all.
So parts of the Tree of Life case mirror those of the Boston Marathon bomber in the way that it's played out in the courts.
And we are coming on the air because the jury deciding the fate of Boston Marathon bomber Zohar Tsarnaev has reached a verdict. They have sentenced him to death. Seven men and five women.
And that sentence was also contested by some of the families of the victims. Did that make a difference in that case?
Well, it didn't make a difference in the sense that the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts still prosecuted the case as a capital case. But I did speak with one person who used to work in the Justice Department on the Capital Case Review Committee, which advises the Attorney General on whether to pursue the death penalty in specific cases. And that person was Rory Little. And he said that victims' perspectives or surviving family members' perspectives are always relevant to the government's decision.
It's not an irrelevant factor. It's not ignored, but it is not dispositive. That's all I can say.
There are all these other factors that they have to consider. So you've got to kind of weigh that mix of things, and things might not fall out in the way that victims might want it to.
So we have this crime that is sort of motivated by religious hate. And then on the other side of it, you have people giving a kind of a religious argument for not seeking the death penalty. But it's the government, a secular government, that has to kind of decide, you know, whether to seek the death penalty in this case. So how does, overall, how do you see religion kind of factoring into this case that the government has to bring?
Right. That is a paradox in this situation. We have the government here saying that they're prosecuting this case, seeking the most severe punishment possible in the name of religious freedom. Yet the people whose religious freedom was threatened say that because of their religion, they do not want the death penalty. So that is a tension we often see whenever we're dealing with the government's protection of religious rights. There's also a need to have a separation of church and state. And in these cases, there's a need to have uniformity nationwide.
An Lee, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
As An Lee mentioned, the Tree of Life Synagogue has been unoccupied since the shooting. But this Sunday, the community will be holding a memorial there to mark the one-year anniversary. The Y is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, along with Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. So should the government be seeking the death penalty in the Tree of Life case? Let me know what you think. I'm at Shai Ben-Yaakov on Twitter. See you Monday.